There's Trouble in River City coming to the historic Virginia Theater next weekend. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company presents its fourth rendition of The Music Man, which the company puts on just about every 10 years. I spoke with several people involved with the production to learn more about the musical, the company's traditions, and what keeps people coming back to the show, starting with the show's producer, Chris Krebs.
The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company started in 1991. The very first production they ever did was The Music Man. I believe that they have since done it two other times prior. So this will actually be the fourth production of The Music Man by CUTC. I know they did it as their 10-year anniversary. I was actually in that production in 2001. And they've tried to do it about every 10-ish years, kind of as an anniversary to mark the start of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company in 91.
Krebs was in the second production with CUTC as part of the ensemble and says the show's opening number was innovative for a golden era musical.
It's kind of neat because it's almost way before its time. It's kind of almost a rap that's performed, that first song. It's a very rhythmical piece. It's more about the rhythms than it is about the notes because it's really just spoken in time to the music. That piece, it's called Rock Island.
23 miles to the county seat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who's going to patronize a little bitty 2x4 kind of store?
But even among that song, Krebs says it's the barbershop quartet pieces that are his favorite. Mike Procise plays Oliver Hicks, a member of the barbershop quartet, which is just one of the many reasons Procise appreciates The Music Man and CUTC.
Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back in the sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose.
I love it. I'm a sucker for the show, man. I love it. The story cooks along. It's a lot of fun. The music is really good, and there's no real duds musically in it. They all kind of get you moving. And the reason I keep coming back to it is because a lot of companies do it. It's something I enjoy. I was actually in the barbershop quartet when I did it in high school.
At the least suggestion.
Procise also enjoys how the musical and the rehearsal process bring everyone together.
Just the energy that you get from collaborating. And I got to tell you, you know, like with the state of the world and everything, state of everybody's lives nowadays, like getting together and having something to do that doesn't have anything to do with like your 9-to-5 or your home life or anything. It's like we get together and we have a mission together and we collaborate. And getting together where I can, you know, hang out with these people and create, and I don't have to get into the nitty gritty of, well, how was your day or how's your life been? Those are hard questions to answer a lot of the time anymore, you know, because everybody's got some kind of heavy stuff going on. And so I really like the environment of just kind of getting together with friends and creating.
But Procise and Krebs aren't the only people returning to the production this year. Whitney Hayvice was in the 2001 production of CUTC's The Music Man as a featured dancer. This year marks her second run as the show's choreographer.
The music in it is just so exuberant and joyful. Shapoopy is one of my favorite numbers. I kind of wish I was in the show this time around just so I could be in Shapoopy.
With the show being so well known, Hayvice has to find a balance between sticking to tradition and putting her own unique spin on choreography.
One of the challenges whenever you produce it is to kind of make it your own a little bit and put your own personality and energy into it. But you also want to pay homage to the original and to the moments that audiences kind of expect from the story and from the characters. I don't like to repeat choreography, so even though I choreographed this show before, I did not use the same choreography that I did previously. There are little moments, you know, people might recognize from the movie or from the original Broadway production that are kind of standard, like you sort of have to put them in there because they're sort of like canon for Music Man choreography, but the rest of it is completely original.
Hey, Vice says there are many factors that keep bringing her back to this show.
The Music Man, the movie version, was one of my favorite musicals to watch growing up. And it kind of was responsible, along with some others from that era, of cultivating my love for musical theater. So it kind of has a special place in my heart. The music and the story just have such a sense of community and just hopefulness and joy. One of those rare shows where you work on it for weeks and weeks, and by the end of the process, the songs are stuck in your head continuously. And in a lot of other shows, you'll be like, oh, I'm so sick of this song. I've heard it 50 million times already. This is one of those shows where that's not true. They can get stuck in my head, but I don't mind.
And for Hayvice, participating in CUTC's The Music Man for the third time means a lot more than just getting good songs stuck in your head.
The show is about a community coming together, kind of feeds back into the community of community theater in this town and with the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company itself too, which has a special place in my heart because that's sort of where I consider my theater home to be because I grew up doing shows with CUTC at the Virginia Theater. It's really special to be able to come back to the Virginia with this particular company doing this particular show, sort of like feeling at home.
The fourth rendition of CUTC's The Music Man runs Thursday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 6th at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. For more information on the show, visit illinoisnewsroom.org.